coming up in this hour, and we believe now at 12:45, Kevin Stefanski will be speaking with the media. And Kevin has some things to talk about.
Wait, how long was he delayed last week? Like an hour?
It was an hour last week.
And so he's scheduled for 12:45 today, or is
it? Well, he was scheduled for 12:30.
Well, no. It never came out officially for 12:30. Okay. It's just he's typically 12:30, okay. And we are all creatures of habit.
Sometime this hour here, Kevin's going to speak. The one thing, Andy, is this, and Kevin has historically used, it's on me.
Oh, yeah.
We have to play better. We have to coach better.
Coach them up, baby.
We will fix it.
It's in the room.
Well, we've reached the point now where you're seven games in, and we've been hearing we have to coach better. We have to fix it for some time now. We've been hearing that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
If you're seven games in and you're not coaching better and you haven't fixed anything, you're putting yourself on the spot.
I think he's definitely circled, you know, if the franchise is going to go in a different direction, Kevin's kind of put himself on the spot here by saying that.
Absolutely.
Week in and week out. I understand why he does it. He's trying to protect his players. He's trying to protect the coaches around him. You know, he has a game plan for what he wants to do for his team, and I totally understand that. I also think this will be an opportunity for whoever is the quarterback for him to show why he is as good as he is. I there might be a part of Kevin's like, I just need to get out of here at some point too. I mean,
well, there are only 32 of those jobs and they pay pretty well.
Yeah, I know, but it's just not work. It's very, very hard to think that this team was 3 yards away from an AFC championship and to see where they are right now. 3 yards.
Well, honestly, you're at the point now
AFC
where
championship game. I shouldn't think that they were going to win.
If you're talking again today, we have to fix it. We have to be better. And you're not. Well, then you're to me, you're just waving to your ownership and saying, hi, we can't make this better, which to me screams that you need to make a coaching change. I don't believe that. I like Kevin as a coach. I've made that real clear. I think he's a damn good coach. This year has not been good.
No, it has.
This has been atrocious.
No, but the hard part, though, Jeff.
Why are the reasons? Is it the offensive line? Is it the quarterback play? Is it the lack of skill position talent? Is it the coaching? I'm not sure what it is. I do know it's not working, but I do think Kevin's a good coach, and I've said that. And he's not the guy I wanted to get hired here. If you remember, when he got hired here, I wanted Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
And they brought in Kevin. He won me over. I think he's a smart coach. I think he's a good coach. But I do think if he keeps saying, you know, it's up to me, it's up to us, we have to coach better, we have to fix it, and you don't fix it, well, then you're putting yourself right there. And your ownership's going to think, well, why didn't you make it better? And they'd be justified in making a change.
It's also the NFL where coaches lose their job. I mean,
for Sala no was
what, they
reason.
Had two wins. They were, what, 2-3 or 2-4 when he got fired? 2-3? 2-3.
Two and three
when he got fired. So
yep. Roman is in Shaker, is that right?
Yep. Roman. Isn't he normally in Canton?
Yeah.
Hi, Roman.
Hey, Roman.
Hello.
Hey, different Roman. Hey, Roman in Shaker, how are you?
Hey, what's going on? This is Brandon, by the way.
Oh, Brandon.
Brandon, sorry about that.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't saying nothing. But yeah, though. I just feel like the coaching failed Deshaun Watson. And I say that because he was going through so much. I get that he was a great coach and he led us to the playoffs and all that, the coaches of the year. But those are with quarterbacks that didn't have a lot of baggage going on. So it was easy to coach those quarterbacks. With Deshaun, he needed a little bit more. And we failed him.
And just what way, Roman? How did the coaching staff fail him because he needed more?
Here's the part.
I don't buy that.
And I also think Deshaun was the most talented of all those quarterbacks, as we've seen in the past.
He was most talented, but like I said, he had a lot of baggage going on coming in, meaning that he was going through things off the field, his father. Then those Boo Birds didn't start yesterday. It was whispers and all that. He was hearing all that before then. So as a coaching staff, as a unit, you had to bring him in and actually build his confidence back up. Prime example, Ben Simmons. He wasn't playing good. His confidence was low. So I felt like he needed that extra attention or extra whatever, to build him up, to let him know who he is. That Deshaun Watson that we've seen in Houston. And we didn't do that. We just thought throwing money at this kid was going to solve a problem. But more money, more problems.
Good point.
Like we failed them.
All right, Brandon. I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't know how the coaching staff is supposed to do more than coach them up and put out a good game plan. It hasn't worked, obviously. Todd's in Ward 1. Todd.
Andy, Dan.
Hey.
Todd. I'm using my Browns Therapy Monday for therapy, but for other people, I hope they absorb this. I have a question for you, Jeff. When Jameis Winston threw for that 5,000 yards, are you accepting that his blocking was significantly better than what he has here?
Yeah, I would assume so.
Do you have enough in your memory to say that that is a factual account? The blocking is better. Not just assume, it was better. And that being true, he's not going to have that type of season here.
Well, then let's get rid of him, Todd. Let's make sure everybody has absolutely the best car on the highway because you deserve it. I don't buy that crap. You're paying these guys to make plays.
Well,
go make plays.
True.
Your line stinks this year. Okay, make plays. Coach it up differently. Figure it out. These guys are all pros. I mean, if you're going to pay the quarterback, in Deshaun's case, $46 million a year, sorry, we expect a little bit more than the guy that we're paying $8 million. And you might not have the offensive line. Why? Because we're paying Europe, you know what?
That's not...
I mean, come on, man. Can't we point to these guys and say, make some freaking plays?
Sure.
Sure
you can. But then there's a level of capability based on the capabilities that are surrounding you. You ask the question.
I get it. I say that crap all the time, Todd.
It ain't crap.
At some point, somebody's got to make some plays.
It ain't crap, Jeff.
It's not, because I'm saying it too, Todd. Except for, guess what? You're paying these guys. They're pros. Go make some plays. I'm tired of the excuses.
No.
Stefanski stinks, right? The line stinks. The quarterback is great. He had great blocking in Tampa. So great he threw 30 interceptions. Great.
That would be 12:08 on October 21st, 2024. Grumpy Phelps has been unleashed.
Guys, come on, man. Come on. Hey, have I been the biggest defender of Jameis Winston since he's been here?
100%.
I love him.
Yes.
Okay, great. Did he have better blocking? I didn't study Tampa Bay's blocking. I'm assuming since
you need to go study that blocking.
I'm assuming since he lasted the whole season, he didn't get knocked out.
Jeff?
He passed for over 5,000 yards. He was pretty good. If we put him in here, then make some plays.
Like
they gave him the chance in New Orleans. He made some plays. And then he got hurt, and then he never got his gig back. And then he didn't make enough plays to get out there. I'm sorry. We're paying Jerome Ford a lot of money when Jerome's out there. Go make some runs. You've done it your whole life.
Jeff, the quarterback in Tampa now is 134 of 189 for almost 1,500 yards, 5 touchdowns, and 5 interceptions.
Well, it's just...
how would that kind of a quarterback
look? Come on.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that's...
We got a really highly paid Baker. Offensive line. It's beat up. Go block some guys. Okay? Amari Cooper is a terrific wide receiver. It wasn't working here. They traded him. I wish they hadn't traded him. I like him. He's the best guy we had. But guess what? Cedric Tillman went out and caught 8 balls for 80-some yards. Pretty good. There's only so much stuff. And I'm so tired of hearing people call in, and everybody has a different excuse for everybody else, and everybody's mad about something else. I'm sitting here. We talk football, Andy.
I know.
And we try to talk realistically about this stuff. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line is, hey, if you're not getting it done, they'll find somebody else who will.
That seems to be the NFL.
And if the fans are going to get all mad and they're going to tear it down or they're going to trade people away, well, tough. If you don't want to follow the team in that case, don't. There are 31 other teams you can root for. They're trying their
best. College football
and
high school football.
It's not working right now.
High school kids love it on Friday.
Most of them have scored over 20 points, too.
That's true. By the way, Amari Cooper, 4 catches yesterday, 5 targets, 66 yards, and he had a touchdown. As long as it was 27. In case you were following along for the Buffalo Bills. By the way, I did get a text. The Bills Mafia is the best fan base, in case you're wondering.
I'm sure it's one of the best.
34-10.
You know, because, you know, there are certain qualifications that... you know, if you pass the test, you
you get number of jerseys worn into the state. By the way, I mean, do we even want to envision what the stadium's going to look like over the next couple weeks?
Zach's in Cleveland, Zach, and no, we don't.
Hi, Zach.
Hello, Zach.
Fire me the F up, Jeff. That's what I'm talking about, baby. Make a damn play. Somebody.
Please, Zach. Somebody right? You've scored no more than 18 points in a game.
This is the same crap my dad used to take me to in the early 2000s. He's like, I promise it's going to get better. He no longer has his tickets either. I'm tired of watching this crap. This is terrible football. But I want to start with saying, like, it's being pushed that the fan base is terrible, classless. And the whole fan base is not. A couple people, I don't want to even say a couple because I wasn't there. You could barely hear it on TV, so it couldn't have been loud enough, but loud enough for people to make notice in the stands about it.
Or the players, too. Read Daryl Ryder's tweet when you get a chance.
I was digging into some stuff here while I was eating my lunch, and then you guys picked up my call, so I'll definitely look into it. It just really sucks that, I mean, obviously, you know, our players are going to defend a player on their team.
Sure.
10 out of 10. Even if, you know, with the mics off behind closed doors, they're saying other things to each other. They're always going to do that, right? Because you don't want to give the appearance that a locker room's broken or anything like that. I understand that. But, you know, the national narrative is just that the Browns fan base is terrible. Put any other fan base in the position that we all have been put in for the last 3 years, and I guarantee you that there's people in those stands that are booing when he's coming out and are cheering when he got injured. It doesn't matter where you go. You don't think that would have happened in Philly? If he was in Philly, the same thing that they've been dealing with for 3 years? Tell me that the Philly fans would be burning that stadium down? Come on. I'm tired of it. Now you got LeBron coming out, Cleveland fans. You guys got to be better than that. It was just like when they burned his jersey. There was one, maybe two guys that did it, and everybody in Cleveland that had a LeBron jersey.
Oh, everybody yep, that's right. We were the hottest city in America that day from all those fires. That's right.
Jersey I had from when I was a teenage boy, and it's just terrible. It's the same weak narrative that they always push of the shot, the drive, the fumble. It's tiring, dude. I'm fed up with that. And then they can't even make a play.
Zach, thank you very much for the phone call. We appreciate it. Browns fans were put in a position, this is your quarterback. He has this baggage. If you want to root for the team, you're rooting for a guy with baggage. So that's been part of this. Did that bust out yesterday with some fans? Maybe. I don't know. I didn't appreciate the reaction of some of the fans. You don't boo somebody when he's injured. But the fans were also put in a position where this is your starting quarterback, and here's the baggage that he brings. Deal with it. Maybe that's how some fans dealt with it. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.